And I guess one of the most common questions is if you have a patient who does have the mutation or they're a non-smoker or both and all the other characteristics that predict for response, does that change your algorithm? Is it a consideration, for example, to use erlotinib, for example, in the adjuvant setting? Is it a consideration in these patients to consider it as first-line therapy in metastatic disease, again, off protocol? What are your thoughts about those options?
Well, we think the first place where you should begin to test it, to answer the question, is in first-line treatment for patients with previously untreated non-small cell lung cancer. And as I mentioned to you before, those trials to answer that question, and I think it'll be relatively definitive, will be available in the next 2 years. And that is, how do the patients do with the epidermal growth factor receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor versus those that get treated with conventional chemotherapy? And as I mentioned before, those trials are going to be done within the next 1 to 2 years. Now, the part that I think is very difficult to answer, and, you know, we've been facing this on occasion, and we'll be soon starting a phase two trial to test this, but one of the things I think one has to be very careful about is adding this in the adjuvant setting. And one of the things that was reported on again at this meeting is a Southwest Oncology Group trial that looked at stage three patients. And the patients were given a combination of chemotherapy, etoposide and cisplatin with chest radiotherapy, and then 3 cycles of docetaxel, similar to what they have done in a phase two trial. And then the randomization was to get either gefitinib or observation after the completion of that. And that trial was stopped early because of the lack of obvious efficacy, but also because there was increased number of side effects on the people who got gefitinib. And there's actually an increased number of deaths on the people who were treated with gefitinib. And that's done in an adjuvant setting. And I think the possibility of interaction either early or late with both radiotherapy and with chemotherapy makes it so that I think you have to be very careful in applying it in a setting where patients may otherwise be cured, where you could potentially do harm. And it's one of the more common clinical questions I get asked of patients coming for second opinions is either people that we've tested here or who have been tested elsewhere who have a mutation, they get a resection, they get chemotherapy, and then they ask, should I get erlotinib afterwards? And so far, unless we have a very unusual situation, we have recommended no, and it's going to be a long time before we have definitive information.
And what about in the first-line metastatic setting off protocol?
Number one is the agents aren't approved for first-line therapy. And we have had trials with erlotinib and gefitinib for first-line patients for the last 5 years in our institution. We have treated people, and the people who were older than 70 had a similar response and similar time to progression as what we've seen with some of the chemotherapeutic agents designed for that group. The times when we've considered it are times when we do the testing and a person is mutation positive and they wouldn't otherwise fit on a trial. We have a number of people who will come to us from across the country who have either gotten tested on their own or come to get tested with the specific intent that they would like to get treated with an epidermal growth factor receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor if they're positive. So we have done that in some patients. And just recently, a physician came to me who had a number of health problems with renal insufficiency and some cardiac problems and wanted something other than conventional chemotherapy, who was a non-smoker who had an adenocarcinoma, and we used that in him. So those are the scenarios where we entertain it. Typically, rather exceptional situations.